Refugees from the war in Ukraine have come to New York to escape the fighting. One of their more daunting tasks is finding a place to live. A Manhattan real estate executive has been helping to find apartments for them at reduced rents. As John Kalish reports, two Ukrainian sisters who work for him are playing a key role in the effort.
Bob Pearl is a longtime East Village real estate broker. He has two employees who emigrated from Ukraine years ago. He says that's why he was deeply affected by the plight of the Ukrainian refugees.
I was spending too much time thinking about what I wanted to do to Putin. So I thought, I'm a landlord, I have properties in little Ukraine, let me at least help one refugee family. And it occurred to me, well, maybe I could help two refugee families and have them each pay half rent.
Pearl started the Ukrainian Habitat Fund, which not only finds homes for the refugees, but helps them adapt to a new life in America by organizing activities on holidays. 10 children and their mothers are painting traditional Ukrainian Easter eggs at the Ukrainian Museum, which is located in a section of Manhattan's East Village known as Little Ukraine. Many of the Ukrainians have left the neighborhood, but their restaurants, butchers, and social organizations remain. Tatiana Litvinenko worked as a graphic designer at a resort in Bucha that was destroyed by Russian bombs. She fled with her daughter.
Hello, my name is Tatiana Litvinenko, and I'm not on a job. I'm in school. I'm almost 10 years old.
Darina's father is back in Ukraine serving in the military. She and her mom are living rent-free with a family in Brooklyn. They've been cooking borscht and crepes for their host, but have to find a more permanent home in 2 months. Tell me your name.
Arthur.
How old?
11.
Arthur Lande is one of the kids using a tool filled with melted wax to draw on the Easter eggs. He says he spent 2 weeks in an underground shelter when the war began. The boy now lives with his mother in a small studio apartment in Little Ukraine.
When I just came here, I couldn't speak English at all, but now I learn it and I'm in good school. I'm pretty sure I want to stay here because I've got a lot of friends here.
His mother, Yana, is an artist who abandoned their apartment in Odessa. She painted one of the most beautiful Easter eggs of the day.
I'm really very lucky because I understand who I am. I'm a mother, and I try to be happy, even in difficult situations.
Gabriela Oros and her sister are helping with the egg painting. They work directly with the refugee families on behalf of the Ukrainian Habitat Fund.
I feel like I have so many children now, at least 25, you know, so you feel like you're part of their family and they're part of yours.
In some cases, the Ukrainian Habitat Fund pays half the rent for the refugees. The nonprofit has found homes for 15 families so far. It has a list of 80 more families who've asked for help. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.